Insert coin. Get ready for all work, no play. Go.
We are live from Sacramento.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome me and Liam to All Work and No Play with Liam. This is the podcast, if you haven't heard the show before, and a couple of you haven't. Liam and I'm Sam Riegel, this is Liam O'Brien.
Hi there, everybody.
We're fellow voice actors, directors, and writers, and we work a lot, and we don't have time to enjoy ourselves and life and have fun, so this podcast is an excuse for us to get together, and every episode we challenge ourselves to do something fun that is not work-related, and then talk about it. This is not one of those episodes.
No,
though.
This is outside of the regular timeline. Every once in a while we go to a convention and we just shoot the beep together.
This is a filler episode.
We also normally are enjoying spirits together, a glass of wine, a bottle of bourbon. It's 5:30.
An entire bottle of bourbon.
It's 5:30 in Sacramento. No alcohol. I'm totally jacked up on coffee, though.
That counts. I briefly just choked myself before we started just to give myself a head rush.
It was good.
But no, so the show is usually us talking a little bit about our work, a little bit about our family, and then about the fun that we've done in the time leading up to it. Like, for instance, some of the fun things we've done have included going on a zombie run.
Playing a one-off of Dungeons & Dragons, which turned into a year-and-a-half campaign.
Going to a water park in Orlando and going down a crazy water slide.
Getting our fortunes told by some charlatan, yeah.
All these episodes are available for you online, but today we're very happy because we're not going to do any of that stuff. Instead, we are welcoming, for the first time on any stage, a very special guest to be interviewed by us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Roger Craig Smith.
Hi. I'm
welcome.
Roger.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. You won the raffle, and this is your prize.
Oh, interesting.
Come on, have a seat.
We're already live. This is going out to millions of people as we speak.
Exactly.
Or it will be when we broadcast it in
there
a month.
Yeah. Also, most of you have not ever listened to our podcast. We're not going to talk about the craft of acting or any of that crap. You've been hearing it all weekend. It's great. Not here.
Craft.
We are going to shoot the breeze and maybe ask you a couple of questions, Roger. Some very important questions.
First of all, let's just introduce Roger for those who don't know him. He is the voice of, I don't really know, Sonic?
There's that.
Ezio. And that's where my knowledge ends.
I'll fill in.
Roger has been the voice of Batman. Captain America.
Robin. The Riddler.
Chris Redfield from the Resident Evil series.
The Penguin.
You're on the regular show.
I am.
Fill in the gaps.
Clarence on Cartoon Network. Say Yes to the Dress. Yeah.
Oh. No.
All right, there we go.
Backyard Crashers.
Yeah, your Yard Crashers, House Crashers, Bath Crashers, Kitchen Crashers.
Crash Crashers?
Do you ever do
a show...
Crasher Crashers?
...where there's a car accident and then you go
that
and
would be
fix kind of
cool,
the car?
And they crash and they
crash
fix
crashers,
it?
Crash
Crashers,
yeah.
Like, hey, while you're bleeding from that open wound...
Yeah.
...we're going to fix your car.
Yeah.
You've been crashed.
You can get new shocks and struts.
Enough of that. Now, guys who are in the audience, thank you for coming. We're going to a little bit pretend like you're not here because
ignore
I want
you
to let this feel relaxed and and intimate. I'm going to place my hand right here. And
that's not his hand.
Two pillows.
Is your ankle in view?
inside joke.
So we're gonna ask you some questions that that are not anime related in any way. And please try to be forthcoming and honest.
Okay. Yes. Let's start.
You're prepared?
Well,
you have to.
We have a couple of things.
What
before
is bronies.com? That's interesting.
Before we really get started, I want to loosen you up a little bit.
Okay.
And here's how I would like to
just
do
the
that.
Shoulders. If you could start there.
I'm going to give you a choice to either have a push-up contest with me or a race around the room. You can have your choice of either, just to take the edge off.
Just to take the edge off.
Yeah.
There's nothing that relaxes a person more.
Either way.
Other than an exercise contest.
I went on a cruise recently and did nothing but eat and drink for like a week straight. So yeah. I've done nothing cardiovascular and nothing physical in a very long time.
Okay, well,
so
you make me look good normally.
This is a lose-lose situation for me.
Mm-hmm.
No, if I run, I'm going to jiggle all over the place as I run around there. My man boobs might hit me in the face as we...
Okay.
If I
do a push-up, I might get to three before I have a heart attack, and then...
Okay.
Where,
and then
so
the podcast
how about
cut short.
A and patty podcast? Cake contest?
Well, really and truly, is it good podcasting to have us run, or...
Oh, that's right. Terrible.
All right, no, that's fine. That's cool. That's
run.
Fine. Let's
run.
Let's
do it. That's
so
fine.
How are we doing this?
So here's what I suggest, so you don't hit each other or anyone else. I suggest you both start here in the middle, run to the end, and then back these aisles.
So we're going to split.
You're going to split. That way you won't hit each other.
Okay.
But we're going to have to be side by side. Well, actually, he'll be behind me as I go down that way, right?
Yes.
As he's sucking air the whole way down?
Forget that. We go to the middle.
Okay.
All right. I will narrate what's going on for the people at home.
And that's all we're going to do for the next hour.
Oh, wait. We need an official start, and I can't do it. So perhaps we should have the only... Oh, go, go! They're off! Roger is... He's taking the short route. He's to the end first. Roger is rounding the corner. They're neck and neck. Roger has gotten lost. Liam is going a different way. Liam has already finished the race. And oh my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. By a nose. By a nose, Liam wins because Roger stopped halfway. All right, now we can have a quiet, intimate conversation.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Man.
So tell me about your childhood.
When I was a kid,
I want to know.
A difficult baby. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Coke before a run.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Really, yeah, exactly.
Should I start, Liam? Do you need a second here?
You do. I'm going to go get my hat.
First question. What's worse? Tiny hands or sweaty hands?
Ooh. Sweaty.
Okay.
Sweaty, would you agree?
Qualify that?
I'll take a tiny hand. I mean, like when you go to shake a hand and it's
like
just like...
really like a weird
like three
tiny,
little knuckles and nothing else?
Yeah.
But a weird little tiny hand. That doesn't creep me out as much as when you just get the sweat.
All right.
What you hope is just sweat. Because it's like, you never know what it is.
Yeah. You don't want to ask.
Just any sort of moisture.
Yeah.
It's just it... It lets the mind wander too much, whereas with a small hand, you can just think, tiny gloves,
Sure. All right, next question.
If you drop your keys in your car or like, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh,
could you get those for me? Like, very
the,
handy?
Yeah.
Pardon the pun?
I do want to know about your childhood, because I know how you got into it,
yeah.
Right?
This is a stupid idea.
I ran 11 miles.
Exactly.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I know about how you got into our line of work. I don't need to hear that.
Okay.
That shiznit. I want to know who are you as a kid? Were you an outsider at school, or were you mainstream and popular? What was it like in high school?
I don't know that like mainstream and popular is the way. I ran with a bunch of different crowds, which was nice, but I think I did kind of feel like an outsider in some ways because I was usually smaller. I wasn't as athletic as some of the other guys, but I did sports. But I also felt funny and goofy, and I wasn't very good in school. I was more at home in like theater arts than I was in math class, for sure. So, but it was weird. So I ran with jock friends. I had nerd friends. I had outcast friends. I used to play drums and stuff in high school, and not in the band, but as a garage band drummer. So I was hanging out with the dirtbag musician types.
Okay. Did you have girlfriends in high school?
Not really. No.
Okay.
Moving on.
That reminds me.
Moving on.
And my next question was, could you paint a picture of your prom for us?
Craig Smith's prom.
My prom. You know what's funny? I don't even know if I went to my... I went to my senior prom. But actually, here's a picture of the senior prom. This is what happened.
Okay.
We spent, as the guys, each $400 each, which I know, which back in that day would have been about like 40 grand, I think.
Uh-huh.
Inflation. Spent $400 each. We rented these really cheesy tuxedos of like, they were just gaudy. They were
what
awful.
What was the material?
Probably polyester,
okay.
I would imagine.
Okay.
Burlap, I think it was. Rented these tuxedos, and we had arranged for a limo to pick us all up at my house, and then we were going to drive to the Hollywood Hills to go up to Lazerium to go see a Laserium show at the Griffith Observatory.
What is a Laserium?
Laserium is, what do they call it?
What's the actual term?
Planetarium. So we go to a planetarium, and they start off with the stars and all that, and then they have a laser light show that goes up into that.
Wow.
To Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you sit on these chairs and do this, and it puts all these, like, lasers up, and everybody is sometimes, you know, altered state of being. And so everybody kind of goes, wow, it's cool, man. It's like, you know, Dark Side of the Moon. And then after that, we all hop back in the limo, go back down to Benihana's in Newport Beach.
Classy.
Yeah.
Classy.
Yeah. Nothing but the best for my ladies. And then after the prom, we were taken back to my house. Then we were all changing into, like, grubby clothes where we had rented out an ice skate rink to do broomball hockey.
That's pretty cool.
Wait, what hockey?
Broomball hockey.
Oh my God, so, this sounds awesome.
It's fun. You just play with your tennis shoes and you take, like, old brooms and they take a ball out and you just play hockey, but you're just running around on the ice.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of our prom dates, the three dudes that I was with, our two of them...
You took three dudes to prom?
I did. You maximize your options. You got to maximize your options. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Sure,
and so,
sure.
So was it three groups of us? Anyway, there were 18 couples that all did this broomball hockey thing.
Did it end in a human centipede?
No, it ended with our dates sitting in the car... chatting one another up while all of us dudes sat and just played broomball hockey and had the time of our lives, but they ended up becoming like total duds. And they're like, I don't want to go on the ice.
Let's be honest, you don't really.
My hair is going to get all messed up.
You don't really know what happened in that limo.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember. After Pink Floyd's The Wall, it was all a purple haze.
Yeah. It could have been better than broomball.
It could, yeah, exactly. But it wasn't. It was an ultimate waste of money. Mm-hmm. And you know, very nice date, I guess, but kind of sad. So it wasn't fun.
You had fun with your friends.
Absolutely. We had a great time. We were going out like, come on, like everybody's having a good time. Like,
but you didn't
just
get to
cold,
second base.
And it's like, no, not at all.
Okay.
We weren't even in the ballpark.
All right.
It was, you know, there were no bases to be run.
Got it. Well, segueing from that, speaking of three dudes.
Yeah.
Next question. You're going to prison for 25 years.
More than three dudes.
Who would you rather have as a jail cell roommate? Troy Baker. Eric Bauza.
Okay.
Clancy Brown.
Oh.
If the people in the audience aren't familiar with these are different voice actors. Clancy is a large man. He was in Shawshank Redemption. Troy Baker, everyone knows who that is. Eric Bauza is a slighter fellow.
Yes.
Who is going to be your roommate?
We're in prison.
Cellmate.
Easiest choice of all.
Oh.
Troy Baker.
Really?
Here's why.
Okay, please explain.
I want to break out of prison, right? Nobody wants to be in prison.
Uh-huh.
I could take all of those scarves and tie them together and climb out the window and run to my freedom.
That makes sense.
The other guys might be wonderful conversationalists, you know?
Well, Clancy, I figured, could defend you.
Yeah, but what if Clancy doesn't like me as a cellmate?
True.
Then that's a 25 years of...
But then the flip side of that is Eric Bauza, you could break him.
I think Eric Bauza and I would just do nothing but, like, make stupid voices to one another the whole time.
That's true.
Yeah, I think that's so... I mean, it would pass the time, I guess, but if my goal is to escape from prison, Troy Baker with the scarves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
Take the scarves and climb out and save myself.
I'll take it. Next question,
what
please.
What is this?
Let's see.
I feel like I'm not sweating from the running anymore. This is like the hot seat kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. What's one thing you're not proud of when you Google yourself?
Most of my pictures. I make the stupidest faces in photos. And I have a partially deviated septum on my left nostril. And for some odd reason, I'm prone to always going like this. And if it's a camera flash, it'll literally hit the, like, membrane of that deviated septum and shine it nice and bright white.
Wait, so you don't have red eye, you have red nose?
I have white nose.
White nose.
I have white... foreign matter nostril, I think is what they would call it. Which they need to get a reduction for that, because I've got too many photos where it's like you zoom in and you just see like a little white reflection, but it just looks like I got a bat in a cave. And so I would say Googling that and, Castle Shikigami 2, maybe? That was my first video game role.
Were you bad in it?
I was awful. It was my very, very first game. I got called on a Friday. We were down in Tustin. You remember
Eloy
Studios?
I remember the 2-hour drive.
Tustin is... is like the Cleveland of Southern California.
Basically, exactly. The armpit of Cleveland of Southern California.
It's an industrial wasteland.
And if you're in Hollywood, it's a two-hour drive.
Unbelievable
and
drive.
And they used to record some anime and games down there.
Duel Masters, we did down there. That was my first anime.
Pat Labor.
Pat Labor, that's right. Yeah. Pat Labor.
Pat Labor.
It's all been downhill from there.
It was. They called me on like a Friday at like 4 p.m. This guy, the engineer, and he's like, "Hey man, you want to do a video game?" Sure. He's like, "Cool. Can you get here in 15 minutes?" It's like,
I've
booked
pro.
It. Like, yeah, exactly. I was like, "There's no audition." And he goes, "Yeah, man. It's like we just like we need somebody to come do it, and like they're just like, you know, come on down." I'm like, "All right." So I show up. There's no director. It was just the engineer and I, and the script had not been translated from it was, I think, originally Chinese, then Japanese, and then into English. And so it wasn't adapted, it was just literally translated.
So nothing matched.
So the lines were things like, "I am Kim DeJong of 7 homes and 2 moms." And you're like...
That's like a reality show.
And yeah, and we would just look at each other, and it was just an engineer and I, we would say, "What is this?" And he's like, "I don't know, dude, just record it." And I was like, "All right." It's like, "I'm Kim DeJong of 7 homes and 2 moms." "Sounds good, dude, moving on." And the favorite element of that is that there was this word "might" that kept coming up with like an exclamation mark on it. Mm-hmm. And so we were like,
M-I-G-H-T.
Okay. So I was like, that's like a battle cry, like, "Might!" So I would just do this, "Might!" And it was like we were 3/4 of the way through recording all these lines, and pretty soon we realized that Mike was like another character's name. So it was literally like the equivalent of like yelling like "Larry" over and over and over again. And
did you go back and re-record?
No, because they had no. I think I got like $20 for the entire game, and it was.
And they left it
when it released. It immediately went into the bargain bin. I remember being at a Target going, "It's out," and it was in the $10 like you know clearance bin.
I remember that engineer too, and he sounds just like your.
It was Paul, wasn't it?
I don't remember what his name was.
I forgot his name. That's
totally,
awful.
He's kind yeah, of, he's black. The, yeah. Man.
"Hey man, you want to do a video game?" "I just got back from Lazerium, man. It was awesome." "Good show."
Oh man. Was that your question, Liam, or was that one?
That was,
I think that was yours.
What was it? I forgot already.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Were you just at Lazerium?
Okay. Keep moving.
You, Roger Craig Smith, have 3 names.
Yes.
3 kind of boring names that make one interesting person.
Thank you. Okay.
Who are some other of your favorite 3 named people in the world?
Kevin Michael Richardson.
Okay, that's a good
James
one.
James Arnold Taylor.
Okay, these are voice actors.
Yes. Liam O'Brien.
That's a stretch, but sure, we'll take that.
Are you familiar with Boutros Ghali?
Boutros Ghali? I don't know. Now I'm just going to like I'm fishing. Like Michael J. Fox.
Oh, that's
No, gosh, Kevin Michael Richardson. I mean, honestly, like that's the first that pops to.
Did you use that because there was another Roger Smith in the Union? Did you always go by Roger Craig Smith as a child?
I started doing Roger Craig Smith for a website, which became convenient because actually there is a rogersmith.com. I was doing stand-up comedy, and I wanted to create a website so I could be like, "Hey, here's where I'm going to be performing, all that stuff." So I go to register rogersmith.com, and it's already been taken. And I'm like, by who? There's a hotel in New York called the Roger Smith Hotel. So it's rogersmith.com is the Roger Smith Hotel's website.
Did you write them to see if you could maybe buy
it? No, I didn't think I was going to buy it away at that point. So I just went with my full name, Roger Craig Smith, got that, started performing as that, and then when it came time to get into the unions, there was a Roger G. Smith, and someone told me a funny story about that. Someone told me a recent story about I wasn't the first narrator on Say Yes to the Dress.
Oh.
That the very first session, they called the wrong agency. And I think I had gone by Roger C. Smith, or they thought that's what it was. They called, and the only thing I can assume is that it was Roger G. Smith, who's an African-American gentleman who doesn't look anything like me, nor doesn't sound anything like me. And he's actually a very accomplished actor, and he's been in a number of things. But they called him in, and he started reading the script, and he was kind of looking at the engineer like, "I don't know that I'm the right guy, like this kind of thing." So they started working with him. The producers halfway through were like, "God, he sounds so different than like than the kid that we auditioned." And the engineer told me, he's like, "Yeah, man." He's like, halfway through, they were like, "Hey, it sounds great. We're going to go ahead and take a break. Why don't we just reconvene in about an hour?" And then they realized we called the wrong guy.
Oh, no.
And so that was that disambiguation of like Roger G, Roger C. But yeah, Roger Craig Smith became a whole thing as part of like, you know, the union names and all that stuff. And
wow.
Performing reasons. But
that poor guy.
When I first...
I think he's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's fine.
When I first went to try to make a website for myself, I went looking for LiamO'Brien.com. It was taken. I was like, God damn, what freaking a-hole, and I went, looked it up. Some poor guy, his son was taken by the mother when he was a kid. He was just some guy who was like, if you're out there, I loved you as a child.
No.
Please come back. And I was like, okay, you can have it.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Better than a hotel.
Yeah.
Or not, well, I guess a hotel is better than that. Somebody's long lost son. Way to bring everybody back.
Yeah, that's a pretty
That's my job on the podcast.
His job on the podcast.
And in Sam in my life. Sam is sunshine.
Feline AIDS is the number one killer of house cats.
What's up next, Liam? Right, what you got for us?
I have one more question, but you've got more. A lot of good ones. But I'm going to bring it down even further. Okay,
oh,
ready?
No.
Okay,
sure.
All right. I would like you to offer up one criticism of Sam and one criticism of me. Be gentle and go.
Okay.
We're right here. We can hear you. So can the audience.
You are too kind.
He's talking to me, Sam Riegel, by the way, for the podcast listeners. I'm too kind.
You are too smart for your own good.
I'll take that.
You feel like it's a cop-out, don't you?
It's a bit of a cop-out.
Kicking my nose now.
You chew your fingernails and you pick your nose. Yeah. You were just doing it right there. You were like this, and you were picking your nose. So it's like, there you go. Done, right? That's actual criticism.
Wow.
That's actual criticism.
Wow. You got us.
Sorry.
He's quick.
Sorry.
He's quick. You can't get anything past him.
Is that Scarlett Johansson pictures on your phone? That's interesting.
It's her head photoshopped onto other
Why
bodies.
Why is Liam's head on Scarlett's body? This is weird. Why am I in the middle?
Hold on. What will be the title of your autobiography?
Oh.
And, well, that's it for right now.
It'll start with hand farts. It'll be hand farts. Why they help define you as a person.
The Roger Craig story.
Because like, everybody knows this is my go-to thing.
I really got to know Roger directing
39 years old.
Got to know him directing on Resident Evil 5, and my favorite thing was he would deliver this like smoldering, awesome performance, and then slip into, could you play the song?
Well, what it started was, I think, levels. Like when we start the session,
you
right?
Give us a level, give us a little sample
of how big
we're
gonna
be. But I also knew that they would come into the booth, and the engineer would have the levels down. And so they'd come in, he'd adjust the mic and do all that kind of stuff. And then I know that he has to leave the booth and walk around and go back into the control room. And then, inevitably, he slides up the level so we can all start talking to each other. So in the time that he walks out, I would just start going... So that as he slides that thing open, all they start hearing in there is just this loud... And all you'd see is like Capcom, we had all these people that came straight from Japan that were sitting in there, and all these heads would just start turning and looking in like...
Is there something wrong with the microphone?
That's our hero character? That's me.
And it's followed us into sessions. Like, I feel like when we do Avengers sessions... Right? He's proving my point.
Yeah.
Like, one of our heroes will be at the mic and just deliver this serious line, and you're just waiting. They'll be like, we have to get there and get the Tesseract!
That's how it goes. And every one of us, that's the funniest thing I think about what we all do, is like every one of us, I don't know, it feels like detention, especially in those sessions. I always feel like it's like we're sitting around, this is the group of kids that spent time either going to detention for doing stuff like this in class, or this is what we would do in detention to drive whatever individual was there nuts. And yet we've all turned it into like careers. Because we all sit around and everybody's making weird sounds and stuff like that. But farts.
I went to a Jesuit high school, wore like suit and tie, all that.
Yeah.
And I had a Father Opito taught me Latin. And I remember going to the nature store and getting this little keychain, press a button, and it made a little bird recording.
Yeah.
And I figured out I could pry open the plastic and just take the little device and put it in my mouth. And I spent a week I'd press it with my tongue. And he'd be like,
who did that?
Did anybody hear that bird? There's a bird. Is there a bird in here? Kids played right into it.
I don't know,
it's right over there by the window, father.
I didn't hear anything.
I felt bad, though, because he was an old man, and I was...
It was a case against tenure, but there was a woman who taught French at my high school that all my buddies took her class. It was Madame Hendricks.
Very French name.
Yeah. And it was like... she was like bat dung crazy.
Well
and
played.
Yes, thank you. And it's for posterity, you know. And she, they have, like, my buddy Mike, who's now like a very successful attorney. I have like all these friends that went on to do like big important jobs, and I'm the guy doing this stuff. They have a framed, like a really nicely framed piece of homework that, like the way that the class was arranged, they all shared the same piece of homework that she would come around and put a stamp on it if you had done your homework. So she'd stamp it to say, you've done your homework, it's approved, and then she'd go to the next student. Well, it was like, Mike sat here, my buddy Will was here, Tony was here, this kind of thing. And so what they would do is Mike would get it stamped, and he'd really quickly like draw like an airplane over the stamp, and then pass it back to Will, like three seats back, and she'd come back, and then she'd see it, she'd stamp Will's, he'd draw like a little happy face over the stamp, pass it over to Tony, Tony would sit there and like, oh, here you go, madame, and she'd stamp Tony's, Tony would pass it like three seats over, and it was like, they have this piece of homework that has like random drawings of like clowns, airplanes dropping bombs, like a wolf, and it's like it was all to cover up her previous stamps that she had just done 30 seconds earlier, and she just never even noticed that it was the same piece of homework from like seven different guys.
Did you then learn that you could take turns? One of you would do homework for the day?
Oh yeah, for sure. I wasn't in the class. I loved hearing all the stories, and then I was taking home ec. Or no, it was the horticulture.
Horticulture
class, taught by Daddy Bloom,
Daddy Bloom?
Daddy Bloom was his nickname.
Daddy his name?
Mr. Bloom, but he went by Daddy Bloom. He's Daddy Bloom.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
He'd wear overalls and sit in the front of the class and go, Roger, I love you. I love you, Roger. You're funny, but you're dangerous. And then he'd like sit there, why don't you go out and water them roses for 45 minutes and I'll give you an A. And then it was like everybody was swearing that he was growing things in the garden that he shouldn't have been. He was an interesting, interesting dude, and it was the easiest class you could ever take, and it was just full of slackers, and it was like me trying to like cop out on a PE credit, so I would literally just, I would say, hey, Daddy Bloom, I'm gonna go check in on Madame Hendrix's
Daddy
class.
Bloom.
He'd be like, I love you, Rods, go have fun. Out the door I'd go, and so I would go in and sit in. I spent an entire class underneath a table in the back of the room. It was like a table like this, right? A little tablecloth in the front kind of thing. I sat back there and would just keep going. Spent the entire class, and she would just be like, do you people hear that? And it was like, all my buddies are out there going like, we don't hear anything, Madame Hendrix. And it was, they tormented that woman. They put like open cans of cat food on top of the bookshelf.
You made her crazier.
The glass would just reek. Oh. One of my buddies glued, using like super glue, his desk to the floor. But when there came a time when they were supposed to move, and everybody was laughing because he was trying to move the desk, but he had glued it so well that when he finally pried it up, it pulled the linoleum panel off the floor, which was stuck to the bottom, and it was like, and they would sit there and just like hide around. She was oblivious. I walked in, interrupted the class one time, asked her for directions on how to get to the school. I asked her, how do we get to, it was Foothill Road and Dodge were the two names of the streets. And I was like, hey, how do you get to, I think it's Dodge and Foothill Boulevard, is that where that is? And she just goes, well, young man, you sure are lost, aren't you? Not like what any adult would do, like, why don't you go to your class? Like, what are you doing? You're interrupting our class. Come here, what's your name? You're getting a detention and nothing like that. Just, you're lost. And and it was like, I mean, they tormented her, and it was, so yeah, that also
kind of
answers.
Would you like to issue an apology to her? What if she's a fan of the podcast?
No.
What if she's listening right now?
In some sad ways, I think it was, I don't know, that summed up high school for me in many ways. It was like, that was a frustration. We dealt with a lot of like instructors, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir in a lot of ways. I mean, there are some, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to denounce education. There are excellent teachers out there, and I had some that really, really, really influenced me and shaped me, and to this day, I still think of things that they said or ways that they taught me. One of which was a math teacher, and I hated math, but she asked me one day in class in front of everybody, because I was probably tapping or hand farting or like, you know, sitting still, and she just goes, Mr. Smith, did your parents meet at a family reunion?
That's a good guess.
And the whole, and the whole class, and I went, I like you. Like, I like you. And it's, so But there was a lot of frustration from a lot of my friends where they just felt like we're not learning anything here, and they had parent-teacher conferences with Madame, and it was this whole fiasco, and inevitably I think she finally just got to the point where she couldn't even utter sentences and they had to let her go. But it was but it was like she overstayed her welcome, so a lot of it was kind of like this needed to have been fixed, but they just in the meantime were having fun just kind of like tormenting this poor woman. But I don't know. What are you going to do?
Captain America, ladies and gentlemen.
Teenagers are punks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm in Disney movies.
And with that, we'll take a short break.
Hey, guys. If you have comments or suggestions for fun things we can do, follow our Twitter account at @ZeroTimeToPlay.
Now on with the shizzo.
Round two.
All right.
Good to know.
Changing it up. I was going to do this at the end. I'm going to do it now.
Do
a quick little lightning round.
Lightning round.
Clear your mind for a little bit of word association. Okay. I'm going to say a series of words to you. I
just
want you to say the first thing that pops in your head. Don't belabor it, okay? Don't belabor it. Just the first thing that pops in your head.
Free it up.
All right. Are you
ready? Clear the mechanism.
Pudding.
Chocolate.
Los Angeles.
Sucks.
Batman.
Not me.
Zombie.
Guts.
Sure. That's good.
Ready?
I feel like I'm bad at this.
Laura Bailey.
Beautiful.
Laura Bailey.
Oh.
CrossFit.
CrossFit. Never.
Pug dog.
Awesome.
Tennessee Williams.
Who?
Koala bear.
Pointless.
You're going on record. Koalas are pointless.
Pointless.
They have no purpose.
I just watched this. I'm gonna dovetail. So,
okay.
And that's not the
dovetail.
Point
you can dovetail.
No, I just watched something like in the hotel room that was talking about koalas that they sleep 20 hours a day and they spend 2 hours eating.
That sounds great.
So they wake up to eat and then go back to sleep.
Well, and what's the problem? That sounds great.
Are they trimming eucalyptus trees and that's about it? Is that, I mean, are they Australian eucalyptus gardeners of some sort? Or, but I just think like, you know, they're like, you know, the metabolism of this just is why they move so slow. And it's like, well, why aren't they extinct then? I mean, why do we gotta watch a gazelle get taken down by like a mountain lion?
What am I supposed to fire from my koala bear cannon?
Maybe they went extinct. Maybe they went extinct thousands of years ago, but they're always asleep, so no one told them.
No one told them.
Yeah.
Like, what? I just got back from Lazerium. Give me eucalyptus leaves.
Okay.
Sorry.
Two left. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Roger Craig Smith.
Dork.
And to close, poopy.
Funny.
Well,
poopy
funny.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you. Two lightning rounds. That's fun. It's poopy.
Well, the last one is complicated.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's a fast talker.
Yeah.
Here's another question for you.
I'll talk slower.
What is
Your dogs hurt real bad, mister.
Don't you hurt my dog. It rubs the lotion on its skin or against the purple hose again.
Rubber hose again. Rubber hose, purple hose.
Purple haze.
Purple haze.
What's a skill that you lack that you wished you had?
Captivating an audience.
Wow.
I guess I just, you
thanks
know,
for
like,
coming.
Not alienating people.
Wow.
I would say holding people's attention. No, not you too. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Man. You wanted a better view. That's right. That's a tough question. I mean, I'm in awe. Like, seriously, this is not blowing smoke and all. No, I am in awe of the talent of the people that I get to work with all the time. And there are times that I feel like I'm not. I feel like I don't. I have a hard time taking myself very seriously. Mm. And so I think inherently I will goof off a lot. And it's probably a deflection of sorts. It's probably a way of deflecting or of whatever it is.
Defense mechanism, insecurities, deep-seated.
Did you just call me short?
Yes.
And I don't have an issue with that. Why? I'll kick your butt right now. You want to arm wrestle?
I know you can't catch me if we were.
Napoleon was my hero. I'll get lost on the way there. I didn't know what we were supposed to do.
It was a bad decision.
It was bad. It was bad. I tried to cheat and I got, you know, I paid for it. No, so I think there are times where I just look at what other people do and I just go, man, see, they get it. They know what they're doing. They, You know, I'm just, well, I'm so distracted, or I'm too busy, like, not being present, or I'm too busy trying to overthink this, or not, you know, not be aware of this, that I just think, like, I'm either missing the boat, or I don't, it's like, they're gonna wake up and find out I don't know what I'm doing, so I think maybe taking more time to kind of really be present in the moment is something that kind of drives me crazy, because I feel like I'm constantly this, and in order to maybe keep myself, you know, amped up or in the moment or fired,
well,
like, you know,
just to go on the record, I'm breaking my own rule here. I said we weren't going to talk about this kind of stuff, but just a little real talk.
Okay.
You're one of the best.
No.
Easily one of the best.
We are all in a very... We are all in... It's one of those things, too, where at the end of the day, like it's an unbelievable job that we all get to do. I mean, like, here we are at a convention where we've been flown up to come meet fans of things that we've been lucky enough to be a part of, and it's unreal. It's there are times where you just go, it's so silly that, like, I get paid to do what I do, and get to participate in things like this, because I don't look in the mirror and see a thespian or an actor. I just see this dork. It's like he was wearing this stupid hat, and he's, can I pull this hat off?
It
I don't know. It's stupid, right?
I don't. Stupid.
You do have a large collection of Captain America apparel, though, don't you?
Of course, yes. It mostly undergarments, but we won't go there. No, so I guess, I don't know. It's a,
well, no, but I think you're touching on something that affects all actors, I think. You know, deep down, we could do anything to express ourselves. We could sculpt or paint, but we do something inherently that gets constant approval from audiences for a reason.
Or disapproval.
Yeah. And we're always walking on that razor's edge. And it's something deep down inside. We need the constant validation.
Yeah.
We're very insecure people.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are, you watch us do these panels, and we try to seem charming, but really we're just jelly.
Yeah,
we're shaking inside.
The secret is we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Constantly feeling like someone's going to know that I'm lying and that I don't belong. Someone's going to be like, yeah, it's a nice career you had there. This wasn't supposed to go to you. I'm just going to give it to the right person.
You didn't get the memo. Sorry. Yeah. We wanted to hire Roger G. Smith.
What if you found out that your whole career was supposed to be his?
Oh, that'd be hilarious. And tragically, I could then write a book, maybe.
Yeah.
I could try to do that.
Hand farts?
Yeah, hand farts.
Why they matter?
Why they matter.
By Roger G.
The downturn of my career. Hand farts.
We're rebooting Roots again. Get me Roger
Craig Smith. Like, hi.
I'm
hi, everybody. Yeah. I feel like I'm in the wrong room.
Roger, we're going to take a little break.
Exactly. Like, why don't you just bring your things. Just bring your things with it. Yeah, I don't know. I've talked to some friends of mine that still do stand-up comedy, and one of them was like, hey, man, you know, it's great that you've had this stuff happen. And I kept saying, like, yeah, you as well. And I was, you know, what are you thinking? And he's like, I don't know, man. I just don't want to get off this train. Almost all actors have a little bit of this, like, please like me element to them.
Of course.
Where it's like, maybe that's how it started. Like I said, like, maybe that's where the deflection comes from. Maybe that's why I was acting out in school, is it was like, I'm not going to be big, tough, and good-looking, and I'm not going to be the guy that's, you know, pulling all the chicks because I'm 6'2 and can throw a football really far. So maybe if I'm the funnier guy, like,
yeah.
And then it became like, yeah, like, people laugh. I like that. Even if they're laughing at me, I'm okay with that. That's fun. That's neat. I'm affecting. I'm making things happen. And that probably comes from a little bit like please like me, which is some people just kind of go, I don't care if you like me or not. And they, you know,
and
go out and become lawyers and doctors. And
isn't it amazing that you can work in Hollywood and there are people whose need is about 100 times what yours is, and it's just bleeding out their ears?
Yeah. It's
going to slowly back away.
Yeah, right. But I think there's a weird element of all that stuff. I mean, I listen to the Adam Carolla podcast a lot because he's just an interesting guy in so many ways and has had a very interesting career. But he talks about all the time, he says, actors are some of the hardest working. He goes, we all like to think that they're, you know, just like pretty faces and that kind of thing. And he said, but some of the hardest working people I've ever met were on-camera actors. And he said, because they are just scraping at every opportunity that they can to try to go out and achieve. Where it starts getting problematic is when they think that their opinion matters a little more than it should. Mm-hmm. He said, but they are really inherently like hardworking people, and I've seen that in a lot of people. It's but I also, along with that, I think comes that constant fear of like the phone's gonna not ring tomorrow, and then it's gonna be a week, and then it's gonna be a month, and then I'm done. So I think because of that, you find yourself going like, I don't even remember what I just did, or if I was good, or if I made too many jokes, or if
I've had plenty of moments in my career where, like, I'll have like 8 months in a row just nonstop, and I'll be like, "Woo!" and then the ground disappears for a month, and you're "What the hell's that? I need some money!"
I'm back. Well, and you guys have kids.
Yeah, who rely on us financially.
Mm-hmm. So extra pressure.
Yeah, no, it's that brings it all. That makes it all very, very real.
Yeah.
And immediate.
Yeah.
I could sell my pug and my dachshund. You guys can't sell your kids.
Well,
you
could.
Good.
Don't place your moral judgments on me.
Okay, sorry. It's true. That could happen.
Brangelina. Can
all right,
some
shake
more
it
kids.
Up. Give me some fart sounds. We got.
Sorry, we got. Yeah, did I bring it down just there? Like. Was it like one of the, was I becoming one of those actory people talking about there?
Tell me your thoughts on apartheid.
The thing is, being a thespian and going to very dark, you have to have a sense memory experience of what it means to be a performer.
What I don't understand is, how are you able to change the tone? Like, I can't do it, period. How do you change the tone? Do the Mario jump.
I can't do one.
Listen.
It's Mario Brothers?
Mario Brothers
kinda
jump.
Like, it's a little bit there, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I can't do it at all.
Anybody else? There's probably somebody who's better. Anybody got it? Let me hear it. If you can do it, do it.
Wow, no one.
I belong in Hollywood. I am a talented person. Yes, yes. Handsome.
Wolverine.
All this time, I thought it was just...
Wolverine, Cyclops, I'd like to introduce you to our newest member. The Fartiste.
The Fartiste.
All right, last question of the day. Fratula. It's a big one. Uh-oh. Hard decisions to be made now.
Hard decisions.
Okay, we're going to paint a picture for you.
You're on your way to an anime convention in Chile.
Chile.
You're on a plane with a lot of your fellow voice actors.
It's a big con. They have a lot of guests.
Oh, no.
And it flies into weather.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
You hit the top of a mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a plane crash.
Yeah.
On the plane were your fellow voice actors.
Okay.
Mark Hamill.
Yep.
Jennifer Hale.
Yes.
Tara Strong.
Yes.
J.B. Blanc.
Yes.
I will be repeating these later.
Okay, yeah.
Liam O'Brien, Sam Riegel.
Okay, yeah.
Yuri Lowenthal.
Yeah.
Stephanie Shea.
Okay.
Patrick Seitz.
Okay.
Travis Willingham.
Holy cow.
Ali Hillis and Charlie Adler.
Okay.
All of animation just died in a
crash. Wow. No. No, no.
Okay. Question number one.
Yeah.
Who dies in the crash and who lives? Who's a survivor?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, yes. Yes.
That's messed up.
This is for real.
Who's the unfortunate one who got sucked out when the tail section?
There's a possibility that Sam and I were joining the Mile High Club at the moment. So we might
have
been near the rear of the plane.
You're using the back handling. Mm-hmm. I regret nothing. Sell my children, please.
So you could extract us from the equation now and say that we went doing what we love.
Or I could completely cop out and just say, like, I was back there and I got sucked down.
No,
so you guys are on your own.
You're in first class.
You got decisions to make.
Okay, so I have to find out who I'm going to kill right now?
You don't kill them.
Everybody survives.
Okay, great. Awesome.
We all survive.
Okay.
Who do we eat first?
Correct.
Yeah. I know that's where this is going.
That is where this is going.
Okay.
But, who do you eat?
Okay.
And do you assist them in their ultimate demise?
Right,
or do you just let them die first before you eat them?
Do you wait for, say, Tara Strong to die in the cold before eating her? Or do you take
this is a little dark. Well, we're just going to acknowledge that it's dark, but it's just fiction.
Or do you take things into your own hand and kill Luke Skywalker for the greater good of the group?
I don't think I can live with myself with that. I mean, it's like, well, he was a Jedi, so taking him out would be kind of cool. You could sit there and say, like, yeah, but I ate a Jedi.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Yeah, you're pretty cool and stuff, but I ate a Jedi. Gosh. Okay. Let's see. I immediately just go to like consuming Travis Willingham just for the sheer lean meat, I believe.
the caloric intake.
He's a pretty fit dude, so there's a lot of body mass on him. There's a lot of muscle.
Not a lot of fat.
But you're waiting
But that's okay. I don't want, like, a marbled steak.
Well,
I just want, like, a good
you're getting
lean
ahead of yourself,
piece of beef.
Okay.
Like, a good lean piece of beef.
But
I
like
think
it.
That's
Travis
Willingham.
You need a little fat.
You're getting ahead of yourself,
can't I just eat Travis Willingham when we land?
He's
going to eat Travis Willingham.
So he's sitting there. You just landed.
I thought you said anything goes here. I'm just saying we land safely and I eat Travis Willingham.
I just want to clarify.
What's wrong with this?
The crash just happened. He's in 10B. You're in 6A. You get up. You walk back.
He's
just
and I eat him.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, Travis, what's up, dude? Wow, it's a bumpy landing, huh?
He's the most fit guy on the plane. How do you off Willingham? Because you can't just start eating. He would squeeze your head like a grape.
Is Laura on the plane with us or no? She's not.
Laura stayed home.
She stayed home. That's tragic for her.
No, she.
What a profound loss, though. I mean, like, well, no, because he's not making it alive. What? I'm gonna eat him. let's see. How do I take out trash? That's true.
Yeah. What's available on the airplane? I mean, maybe some of the.
You've got tray tables.
All right. Here's what I do. Okay, like an episode of like Survivor. Right. Okay. I start kind of just going like, wow, that's a bumpy landing, huh, Liam? Huh, Sam?
Oh man, that was crazy. We were not humping in the bathroom.
Did you guys? You weren't? That was weird. So what were those sounds that I kept hearing? Was it just like
just push-ups,
not enough fiber or something?
Turbulence. We are not.
Did you hear what Travis was saying about you guys? Like,
what?
Like I know, like during the turbulence, he was just like.
Travis was my friend.
No, you'd like you to think that, but he was kind of talking a little bit of smack about you. Yeah.
We should go murder.
Something about some finger. Something about some finger chewing and some.
We're the weakest guys here. We should kill him now.
Yeah,
thinking,
let's go
before
do it.
He comes.
Then I just go over to Mark Hamill and go like, dude, did you hear that Travis Willingham said that he's a Star Trek fan? Like, that is crazy. He was like, Luke who? And I'm like, wow. Then I go over to Tara and I say, like, so he's just been doing nothing but talking smack on bronies and on, like, Powerpuff and like something like that. Like, he
so
was
you
just,
turn the plane against Travis.
I turn the plane
the
against
entire plane.
So you all do my dirty work for me.
I like that.
Or at the very least, you soften him up.
I
right?
like that. Like, no, a little bit. So the first night we're there, everyone's trying to sleep.
Exactly.
Everyone gets up.
Yep.
They grab
you
some
grab the oxygen mask tube and strangle him with it kind of thing. Like, I could see that, you know?
Well, I do like steak.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then when I've got everybody's attention and I sit there and I go, like, look, I'm the puppet master here because all of you did my bidding without knowing. Yep. I am now your leader. Let's eat them.
Right.
At that point, I think you're going along with it, right?
And Travis is like 220, 240. He can feed us all
for a while.
Thank you very much. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Can you start your own sort of Lord of the Flies religion?
Oh, I got the conch shell.
Yeah.
Conch.
I never... This... Is
we got to go to the
conch?
Audience on this one. All hands for conch. You're wrong. All hands for conch. Incorrect.
So I got the conch.
I'm looking it up.
I'm Piggy.
Piggy
in this scenario.
Piggy?
Wait,
Piggy
I'm gonna
was
have the
leader?
Boulder fall on me and
the...
all this stuff. Well, he wanted to be for a while.
There was a kid named Roger, actually.
Oh.
He was the ringleader was Jack. He was the dark one, but Roger was like his sort of silent killer.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a silent killer.
What's interesting is we kind
Except
of played
they sneak
this
up
game.
On people going.
We played this game sort of with Jennifer Hale the last time we did a con, and she did not play ball. We're like, you're in the Hunger Games, you have to kill or be killed. No, I convince everyone, I talk everyone, we wanted blood.
Then we got to eat her right away, because that's just going to get annoying.
Right.
She's going to be like, hang on, let's talk about this. And it's just, you know, go to sleep.
Yeah. And then, you don't want a subversive element keeping everybody positive.
Exactly.
I'm listening.
To consume their essence. What?
I'm listening to the pronunciation of conch.
Oh, are you serious? You won't let it go? A room full of much wiser people than we?
I won't play. Ah, I'll never know.
Right. Here,
never know.
Let me play it for you. Look, watch. Conch.
Let's hope Siri doesn't autocorrect into something different. I'm sorry, Sam. I can't look for that right now. I don't know what you're asking me to do, Sam.
Siri, what's the best way to kill a 220-pound voice actor?
Become the puppet master and eat Travis Willingham. That's all I would want to do. No, I don't know if I... So, but am I playing the game correctly? I mean, like...
You're absolutely playing it correctly.
Regardless of whatever happens, I just want to eat Travis Willingham.
Yeah.
I just think that's... I don't think there's anything...
you're playing the game.
When are
way
you going to have an opportunity to eat him other than
thank
this
you very
scenario?
Much? And in a plane crash, right?
Yeah, totally.
But I think everybody. Well, so what is the projected outcome of this? So I've
weeks go by.
Okay.
Months.
We make our way through.
Do we audition? Do we entertain one another? Or?
This is up to you. You're the puppet master now.
Oh, that's true.
Do we go for a rescue? Do we stay and just slowly pick people off? Do we
they
make
say,
a sled out of Stephanie Shea?
Oh, that's interesting. Make a sled out of Stephanie Shea? Probably I'm going to sled out of Travis.
We tip. No, because.
No,
then,
that's what we do. He's the biggest, tallest guy.
Yeah.
Let's not eat him. Hang on. Okay, I'm going back on this. Because look, we don't eat him. We off him.
Yeah.
And then we put him out in the snow so that he becomes nice and rigid. He's the tallest guy. We could all ride him if he's frozen solid.
So this is an escape route.
It's an escape route.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm assuming we're up in the hills, right?
We are.
Oh, we're in
okay,
the,
so
yeah,
we got to get down somehow to get out of the elements. All right, so
yeah,
we're
up in
like,
the Andes.
We're
yeah, we got to get down. We got to get find shelter. We got to get out of the snow. It's
yeah, we could use a plane wing or something like that, a metallic part, and make a sled. Or we could ride Travis Willingham's
because
frozen dead
right
body down the mountain.
Wait, can I just interject here? Does he have to be dead?
He's probably going to protest.
Well, no. We could knock him out. We could
yeah,
drug
but then
him.
He doesn't freeze. We got to freeze
I
him
recommend.
And keep him rigid and get him down. Like, it's
here's
just
my
not
recommendation.
Work.
He's
okay,
pretty muscular. He's
don't,
rigid as it is.
Listen. Don't,
hold on one second.
Don't kill
just
him.
Take,
don't
take a break
kill,
for
got
one
it?
Second.
Oh, okay.
Coke. Thank you.
Because you wow. spelled it C-O-N-K.
Conk.
Conk.
Then I learned
is it conk?
It is
in the movie, I guess I shouldn't have learned the pronunciation of the movie. The little kid who plays Piggy yelled, I've got the conch!
Right? And then the rock hits him.
Yep.
And he turns all white and he's like,
spoilers.
Yeah, and he falls down dead.
All right, so here's my recommendation. Travis is really big. You don't have to kill him. Just cut him in half.
Wouldn't that kill?
No. You pack it with snow.
Oh, there
the
you
severed
go.
Part,
to stop
and then
the
we
bleeding.
Just use his upper half
okay.
for the sled. Now, we eat the flesh off his leg.
Okay.
You use his bones to make
poles?
Body armor.
Oh, okay, sorry.
For yourself. Armor
body
of bones.
Armor? Nice.
And then you use his shin bones.
These are Willingham femurs. No one mess with me.
I got nothing.
I got nowhere to go with this. That's where I'm kind of confused. I don't know where this is supposed to go.
We don't know where it's supposed to go either, which is kind of the point.
Okay, the helicopter lands. Half of the actors are dead. Everyone else is half passed out from weakness. You're the only one who's conscious because you took all the choice cuts for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone from
the rescue party.
The rescue party comes and says, oh my God, what happened?
Perfect answer.
Because you've been eating too much meat.
too much lean red.
Too much lean
Travis
red.
Travis Willingham meat.
I think that's a great place to end our podcast today.
That sums
we went, we had some dark moments. We went into your dark
deep insecurities.
Past and deep insecurities. We also had some lighter-hearted moments with
we
fart
ran.
Sounds.
We ran.
We had some activity, some
that's
exercise.
I,
all in all, I think this was a pretty good podcast. Did you guys have a little bit of fun? Roger. You are our first male guest. We've had Mary Elizabeth and Jennifer Hale. You are our first male guest.
As far as you know. Maybe there's some other secrets we didn't get to.
And therefore our best male guest.
Oh, thank you. I'm flattered.
So thank you for being on the show. This will be online at some point. Tune in to All Work, No Play. It's on iTunes or many other podcasting streaming services.
How great are these guys? That I get to call, and this is the honest truth that like so many of us get to call one another colleagues, coworkers, and absolutely friends, which is incredible because we will all
and puppet masters,
and we will like openly tell one another which one we'd eat in a plane crash, which is a good thing.
Yep.
But
yep.
No, thank you guys for having me, and
no,
thank you guys
for
hanging out here, and
enjoy the rest of Sacramento Anime Convention, Sac Anime.
Yeah,
and, we'll see you guys all later in other panels.
Yeah, go get your sack on.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to be the first on your block to hear the next episode, be sure to click subscribe on iTunes. You will instantly improve the world by doing so. And remember, don't work too hard.